because you are doing something that audiences cannot find anywhere else. And I hope that's the reason why they're watching our show, because they believe, I think, that I will deal the truth, as I see it anyway, in a way nobody else will, that I will never pull a punch, and I think that's the bond I have with the audience. They might not always agree with what I say, but that's okay. And, of course, I think we're funny. I think people always love comedy, and comedy's always king.
How long do you want to keep doing Real Time? It's not all that common for a show on HBO to go for 12 years. How long do you see yourself doing this?
You know, because the news is always changing, and there's always something to comment on, I never get bored with it. So I didn't expect this, you know, run would last this long. Politically Incorrect, the forerunner show, was 1993. That's a long time to be on television with only a six-month interruption between the shows. So, you know, how this happened, I'm not sure to begin with. But as of now, I'm still completely loving going to work in the morning.
You, as you mentioned, you pride yourself on you know, being politically incorrect, on telling the truth as you see it. What are some ways recently you feel like political correctness has really gone too far in our culture?
Well, I was talking about it just Friday night because it was the day before Halloween, and I was talking about how the do-gooders are trying to ruin this holiday, which is supposed to be a politically incorrect holiday. It's trick-or-treat, after all. And it's the day we let our demons out, and they're trying to tell us which costumes are insensitive and inappropriate. And yes, I was really going back at them about this and telling them that, you know, this kind of scolding is what I call lazy liberalism, scolding as a replacement for actually doing something. And it drives reasonable people, I think, into the arms of the opposition, because they just don't want to be on the same team with these humorless folks.
The 2016 presidential race has already, of course, heated way up. In 2012, you campaigned, donated big money to President Obama. Do you have any plans to do anything similar this cycle?
I don't think so. I mean, I did contribute recently to Bernie Sanders. Bernie's views are a lot closer to my own, and I would like to see a socialist Democrat, as he calls himself, elected president. Also, I think he's been right on a number of issues from the get-go, voted against the Iraq War, stuff like that. And I think we should reward people who were right about issues from the beginning. Hillary Clinton is not exactly that person. But Hillary Clinton is much more likely to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. And I have tried to counsel Democrats to don't be babies about it if you don't get your first choice. You know, you wanted the fish, but they didn't have it anymore. Get the chicken. Eat the chicken. That's my slogan with Hillary, because it's certainly better than the gruel that they're serving over on the Republican side.
I saw your interview with Bernie Sanders a few weeks ago, and it looked like you were really kind of probing for him to explain democratic socialism. Were you satisfied with his answer on that?
I was not, and you're completely right. What I was trying to do was get him to undemonize the word socialists, because Americans have no idea what socialism is. They just know they hate it. They think it's something super bad, like, I don't know, pedophilia or cannibalism or atheism or something just horrible. And it's not. First of all, America has been a quasi-socialist country for 100 years. All modern countries are quasi-socialist. It just means that not everything is left for the profit motive. And we would be much better off if we would get over this fear of socialism. But yeah, I think Bernie needs to explain it a lot better than he has.